The thing about the with washing, I don't believe in washing anybody's funky drawers but my own, number one, as far as laundry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, and I really don't like washing my funky drawers, but I don't wash anyone's funky drawers but my own.
Is that right?
I mean, I don't like to, you know.
Well, it's one thing to say, you know, would you wash your clothes or wash, wait, what was it? I'm getting confused. Oh, wash somebody else's clothes, but would you let them wash yours, is the question.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, clothing, you see, I'm Indian, and I'm actually, my heritage is white American, Indian, and black American.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all twisted anyway, but the thing about it is, never let anyone, everyone knows this, never let anyone wash your, if they wash your pants and shirts or something, never let them wash your underwear.
Why not?
Because there is an ancient African voodoo secret.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell everybody, it's time to tell it. Do you know the reason that, like, people, you know, they'll, if they change clothes at someone's house or something, they'll take the underwear and ball them up, put them in the pants pocket. The underwear are not to be seen hanging on the line. How many times do you see underwear hanging on the clothesline? Not very often.
I just don't see clotheslines very often, to be honest.
Well, anymore. But the thing about it is, and this is the truth, I wouldn't lie. And you know, when I'm telling this is the truth. They say that if you take, like, a lady's underwear, I guess it worked. I don't know if it worked that way for men, but you take a lady's underwear and say somebody go, they're hanging on the clothesline outside. They get hold of your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the seat out of it, out of the underwear. You know what the seat is.
Yeah.
The part that covers, you know, the bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you cut, this is true.
I don't know, okay.
You cut that part out.
Okay.
And
then what?
And that can take your nature where you won't have no desire for no man, no nothing. And this one girl in the 60s, supposedly somebody did that to her. They call it roots. It's witchcraft. Roots, or whatever.
Cutting a hole in someone's panties is witchcraft? Is that what you're saying?
Honey, okay. Now I'm serious now, and I studied and prayed on it, whether or not to call in and tell this, but people need to know.
Okay.
That back home, the East Coast, white people know it, black folk know it, Chinese, little green Martians, but this one chick, they call it roots, witchcraft. Everything that they can put a spell on you comes from the earth.
Uh-huh.
Ginger root, yellow root, witch's root,
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
That's why they call it roots.
Yeah, okay. I see.
Everything comes from the earth.
Yes, I follow.
For real now, you can pull this up on the internet. But anyway, so they took this, I was a little girl, they took this, got a hold of this girl's panties, and they cut the seat out, you know, the seat, the
yeah,
the part that covered the bush, that